It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, content manager for the WEKU stations. Listener Willie called to let us know how much he enjoyed the convergence between a news story promotion and an underwriting credit.
On October 31st, 2017, at approximately 5:47 p.m., you guys made the funniest statement on your newscast and then your commercials. You said that there are small steps to corruption with regards to the whole Russia deal. You immediately have a commercial that was paid for by, like, the Russia Ballet or something. I mean, come on. That's awesome. Hilarious. Love it.
By the way, the so-called commercial was an underwriting announcement for an upcoming performance of the Russian Ballet. Frederick from Pineville emailed us, while driving to work the morning of October 20th, I listened to Rachel Martin's interview of Senator Jim Risch of Idaho. Rachel's interview with Senator Risch is a perfect example of why I believe NPR should not receive support from the American taxpayer. Rachel was quite combative with the senator in her questioning of his stance regarding the Iranian nuclear deal made under President Obama's administration. I have no problem with tough, even combative questioning. What I do have a problem with is the partisan nature in which those questions are asked by NPR employees. I have heard many interviews on NPR of both Democrats and Republicans. While the Republican position is often severely challenged and the interviewee frequently interrupted by the interviewer, this rarely, if ever, happens to anyone of the Democratic persuasion. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us anytime, weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook or send a tweet, or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on WEKU.